All right, welcome listeners to the first annual show of the Fellas Fantasy Podcast. I am Jack Slamenda, joined alongside Josh Hevrilla, Jacob Free, and Kevin Hearns. This is going to be a weekly show where we are going to pretty much break down everything fantasy football. I'm really looking forward to this, fellas. Is there any little pieces of intro that you want to give before we get this underway?
Go Browns, baby.
Oh, go Browns. Saints.
Yeah, we have two Browns fans and a Saints fan and a Steelers fan. So that is pretty much we'll talk about that throughout the podcast as this goes on. But to start off, we're going to begin with headlines. I just want to talk about sort of contracts at first. You got Dalvin Cook still not signing a contract for long term yet. You have Alvin Kamara was paid, I believe, and DeAndre Hopkins was paid. Who else am I thinking of? But I want to begin with Dalvin Cook. I've heard a lot about Dalvin Cook, about his lack of a extension contract and how this could affect his fantasy. I'm curious on your thoughts on that. Anybody really, you can just kick it off.
I think it's like a little concerning that his contract hasn't been extended yet. He's pretty
he's
good.
He's an RB1. I mean, he's an RB1. He's going in the top five draft picks in the first round. So,
yeah, I don't know what to think of it as of yet, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
For sure. I just the thing that I think about it is this going to be something like a Melvin Gordon? Where Melvin Gordon wasn't paid throughout majority of the season. Well, he wasn't paid at all by the Chargers. And that obviously affected his play and then therefore affected his fantasy value because, you know, if a guy's not getting signed or isn't getting the money he deserves, that certainly can affect your roster going forward.
Right.
I feel like Dalvin Cook isn't as much of a head case as other big running backs.
I'd agree with that for sure.
Yeah, I got him on my squad, and I'm just praying that he stays pretty. He's been strong the past two seasons, so I'm praying that he keeps it up that way.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if that guy doesn't get a contract, that's really the only thing that you have to worry about with Dalvin Cook, other than slight injury thing. He's got really nobody else in the backfield that's concerning to take away carries for him, so. In my opinion, I think he's poised for a great season and shouldn't really worry too many players. But going forward, alongside this contract talk, we have DeAndre Hopkins getting big money from Arizona. Obviously, I think that's going to affect him because he, in my opinion, is sort of a guy that can kind of be iffy in the locker room. Like, if he doesn't get his way, I would not be surprised if he sat. But there's no need for that. He will be playing. Do you guys think he's worth the big money, though, in Arizona?
I think so, for sure. He's had pretty great seasons the past couple of years. He's a touchdown machine.
True.
Points there.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think he's worth the money because, of course, top, arguably number one, if not top three receivers in the league. The only problem is it going to be somewhat of like what Odell did with the Browns? He draws double coverage, and then that gives Christian Kirk's more catches. It gives Larry Fitzgerald more catches.
Mm-hmm. I see that. I don't know.
I'd love to see that Larry Fitzgerald getting more, even more than he already got with the. With the Cardinals, even more receptions.
Yeah, the thing is, that Arizona wide receiver core is really weird because, well, obviously, Diop is your number one target, right? But the fight for number two and number three targets, I don't know. What do you think, Free? Who do you think is the number two or number three target in Arizona?
Definitely Larry Fitz at
two?
He's probably there right now. Right now, beyond DeAndre Hopkins, he's definitely their number two. I'd say moving into the season, DeAndre Hopkins will probably be their first look. But I don't know how it's going to work with kind of a dual-threat quarterback like Kyler Murray with Deshaun Watson primarily passing, but We'll see how that works.
It's true. It's very true. Yeah, I mean, honestly, though, I see Christian Kirk as sort of the number two role. I think Larry Fitz has kind of realized his position in Arizona as the number three guy, the veteran guy. And I mean, in terms of fantasy value for Larry Fitzgerald, I don't see him going anywhere later than – I mean, he's a late draft pick. Like, honestly, you're probably your third or fourth of the last pick that you're picking for your bench. But anyways, I just kind of wanted to talk about the contracts a little bit there and how that affects player value in fantasy. Honestly, those are the two big contracts that we really need to talk about. Kamara got his money. He's still going to be a stud. The only thing you got to talk about with Kamara is
just throwing out.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay. I got a little thing I want to talk about with Kareem Hunt later. But yeah, I don't know. Kamara, the only thing that I got to worry about with him is injuries. So obviously the threat of him sitting out this season is no longer. He got his money. The Saints paid him. Josh is obviously super stoked on that. So
sure.
Anyway, we will be moving.
And then the last thing about the DeAndre Hopkins thing is that just watch out for that double coverage and see how that will affect not only him but like the rest of his teammates as well.
True. All right, so moving forward, we have injury report. Are there any guys that you guys have seen recently come out with injury, or players that you're really worried about possibly getting injured later in the season? Maybe they're healthy right now, but they're known for being injury prone. So just give me like your top, we'll do two picks, your top two picks for injury guys, either injured now or could be injured down the season. Kevin, I'll shoot it to you to go first.
Number one, I'm going to have to go with James Conner. Don't think he's going to stay healthy all year. He's been, especially after last year, he was out. I don't know exactly how many games, but he was out for a while last year. And then my number two would have to be as much of a risk as I took for him. I would think Leonard Fournette would be in that injury category.
Ooh.
Just because.
Okay.
I mean, he had a couple years with the Jaguars where, I mean, he was like hurt but not hurt,
I know,
kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So I mean, but right. I don't know. He's on a new team now, so we'll see. We'll see how he does.
He's on a team that could be
poor. Yeah, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Alvin Kamara at my number one.
Yeah.
Kinda last season, I picked him up. Was my first running back. Him being out however many games last season kind of screwed me. With an important player like him, you know, you got to have him on the squad.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go number two, Tom Brady. Getting older. He's getting older, and he's got a, like, not-so-great offensive line behind him. So he's looking like he's probably going to take some more hits.
Yeah,
that's what I got
to
say.
I like that. I'm going to have to agree with you on one of them, but he's not my number one. My number one guy to watch out for in injury reports is David Montgomery, the so-called lead running back in Chicago. He's the guy. Everybody's been talking – all the coach reports and news reports that I've been reading on David Montgomery are saying that he's the guy over Tariq Cohen, which is interesting. But he's been battling some serious injuries. He was out with injury last season, and this year he's already listed as questionable into week one with a groin injury. And then my number two guy is going to be Alvin Kamara. I worry too much. He was out last year, news in on him. I don't know if you mentioned this or not, Free, but he got an epidural injection yesterday into his spine, which leads me to believe that he's already got back issues going into the season. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah. Josh?
I mean, with everyone, every single person you guys said, I would agree with that they are all at a risk for injury. One person I would say to keep an eye on would be Odell. He was hurt season, basically. He tried to play through it. In the off season, he had a bunch of, I think it was multiple different procedures done. And I think it's just something that keep an eye out for, you know.
Yeah, he played through a hernia last year. That's nothing little. So
yeah, that just goes to his grit and how much he's willing to put out there.
Truth. Well, I don't know. We'll see about that. Moving on, we're going to go into the category picks to start the season. We're going to go sort of around the clock on this one. It's going to be the first category we have is the sleeper pick, but it's the QB position. So going into the last night for drafts pretty much today, and I guess you can potentially have a draft tomorrow very, very early in the day before the games. But I'm just curious as to see who your guys' sleeper pick for QBs are. Josh, I'll send it to you on the first pick.
I'm going to have to go with Cam Newton. I think he's been down for a little bit, but seeing the work he's put in throughout the offseason and the hype he's had around being on the Patriots, being on a new team, I think that he could really shine this year.
For sure. He's also.
Yeah, I got to agree with Josh there.
Yeah. It's a very late draft.
Got to agree with Josh there.
100%.
He's not very risky pick. You could definitely pick him up as the QB2 without having to waste a pick. And just a new environment, new team might change some working within him.
Especially a winning team like the Patriots.
Yes. Good call, Hernsey.
My sleeper pick for QB is going to be Danny Dimes and with the Giants. I think people kind of hate on Danny Dimes and the Giants offense. I think the worst thing about the Giants and as a team is their defense. But I think Danny Dimes going into his second season is definitely poised to have a pretty solid season with a really, really good wide receiver core. I mean, Darius Slayton, Golden Tate, and Sterling Shepard are not weapons to take lightly. So my pick is definitely going to be Danny Dimes, especially, I mean, he's not getting drafted. And he's normally not getting drafted in 10, 12 man leagues, maybe in like 14, 16 man as a QB1, because it's so deep at that point. But in smaller leagues, 8, 10, you can definitely get him on the waiver wire for sure. Moving on though, we have the sleeper pick in the running back and wide receiver position. Go ahead, Kevin. You seem that you want to take this one away.
No, I just got skipped out on the QBs. I had a totally different one.
Oh, my bad. I thought you went. So go ahead.
Yeah. I believe that Kyler Murray is going to have a breakout year this year.
That's a good pick.
One, he's fast, not quite like Lamar Jackson because he's in his league of his own. Right. But he's a fast-running quarterback who just got a new target of DeAndre Hopkins, arguably the best receiver in the league. Has a veteran in Larry Fitzgerald, and then also has a coming-up receiver in Christian Kirk. So I believe that Kyler Murray is, if he's not already a starter, which I know a lot of people who have him as a starter, if he's not, I feel like he would be a fantastic pickup this season.
I have no doubt he's an RB1. Or, I'm not sorry, QB1. So there's no... In no realm of the possibility do I see Kyler Murray being a QB2 at all. I mean, unless you have, for whatever reason, you have Pat Mahomes and Kyler Murray on your team, or like Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is for sure, I agree with you, a QB1. So that's a good pick with that one. So we will move on now to the sleeper pick with the running back or wide receiver position. You can throw in tight end there too if you want. But there's obviously more people to talk about in running back and wide receiver free. We will start it off with you, my man.
Sleeper pick. I'm gonna have to go with Josh Gordon here. Kind of been inconsistent. Just with the whole, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think he could put up, in the time that he's actually played, he's put up some big numbers, and he's been impressive. But I think if he can stay out of rehab, he could put up some big numbers.
Can I just interject really fast before we go into the next guy? I just want
– You may.
All right, I just want to ask you, Free, you're aware that he is still, listed as inactive on the NFL list, correct? And
yes, it's certain- just like even the NFL is sleeping on him. Is just what I'm trying to say.
All right. Moving on then. I guess we can go off to Josh here.
Sleeper for me is probably Emmanuel Sanders. Just hopped on the Saints train.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he's gonna be a good RB. He's gonna be a good wide receiver too with Michael Thomas. So,
I mean, last year he had a decent amount of points, and that was not even with the Saints. And so, with a veteran quarterback like Drew Brees, I think he can maybe shine even a little bit more than he has.
For sure. My pick is going to be Deebo Samuel. For the first little bit of this, like in the draft part of the fantasy program, he was listed as out. But recently he has just come off this whatever weird foot injury that was going on. And he is undoubtedly the number one target and a decent passing offense in San Francisco. So I'm going to pick Deebo Samuel for sure. I think if he stays off the injury, he was injured part of the season last year as well. But if he can stay healthy, I mean, he's going to be solid. And there's a lot of really good draft, I guess, leverage you have with him because he's been going really, really, really late in drafts, if drafted at all. I know in smaller leagues he's falling to waivers, but I've seen some leagues that are drafting him very, very late, maybe your second or third last pick of the draft. But, Kevin, who do you have as your sleeper wide receiver or running back?
So I have two. One's a wide receiver, and then I have a tight end, like you said earlier.
Big guy, big shot with two people.
So my wide receiver would be Devontae Parker of the Dolphins.
Ooh, I like that pick. It's on my team.
Yes, he's a new quarterback. They've been having quarterback problems, and even with those quarterback
problems. Let me stop you right there. You are aware that Tua is not starting week one, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. Ryan Fitzpatrick is not a new quarterback to start this fantasy season. That's all I'm saying.
I understand that. I'm just saying.
All right.
But even with their quarterback problems, he's been putting up decent numbers. Pretty good numbers, actually.
Decent.
Not only for fantasy, but for the NFL itself. And then my second sleeper would be Noah Fant of the Denver Broncos.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Please, Jesus. Please tell me you did not just say Noah Fant.
No, Noah Fant.
Really?
It's gonna have baby.
Really?
Breakout here. Just watch.
Explain. Yeah.
I'm going to talk about Noah Fant later when we get to the tight end spot. But go ahead. Please, fill us in on Noah Fant. I hate this guy, but feel free.
Jeez. Drew Lock.
Drew
Two
Locke.
Words.
Oh,
Drew Locke.
Boy. Oh, boy. Oh,
Andrew
oh,
Locke.
Oh, boy, folks. Drew Locke is awesome.
Amateur hour over.
Whatever.
Drew Locke.
That's all you have? That's all you have for Noah Fant is Drew Locke. Are you serious?
All I have.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, with that, I'm just going to leave us all in awe here, and we're going to move on to the overrated pick for the QB spot. I'll get this one started. This is a tough one. Honestly, this is one of the tougher ones on the list, I think. But I'm gonna go with Russell Wilson. Yeah. I knew I was gonna get a little bit of reaction there, but
This guy.
There's some weird reports coming out of Seattle, all right. There's talk that they're gonna let Russ cook. Seriously, that's what the guys are reporting from ESPN. Let Russ cook. Am I kidding you? That's not just me saying that. Those are dudes from ESPN and Yahoo Sports saying that. Anyway, with that, what I interpret from letting Russ cook is letting Russ sort of become more of a Lamar Jackson type player and running out of the pocket more, which he's not known for doing, but he has done in his college career. That just worries me because Russ is known for having that cannon downfield, and he has all these wide receiver targets. But in, you know, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Josh Gordon when he comes back, I might be missing one.
Do they Jimmy Graham? They have Jimmy Graham as their tight end?
No. They have Will Disley and Hollister. Those are their tight ends. They might have Jimmy Graham in, like, the third string there or not, but I know that the two starters are Hollister and Disley. But I'm not buying on Russell Wilson this year. I don't like that They don't really know what they're doing with him yet. Like, they could be changing the offense up, which I don't understand because the Seahawks have been doing really well on offense these last couple seasons. But anyway, I will kick it off to Kevin.
We're talking about quarterbacks here, right?
Correct.
See, this one's a tough one.
That's what I said.
I'm going to have to go. This is going to be very controversial.
Please say Baker.
Deshaun Watson.
Oh!
Wow.
Might have had a heart attack. I might have had a heart attack. That's more controversial than picking Russ.
The only reason I say that is because who knows how they're going to do without DeAndre Hopkins.
I'll tell you right now, because Deshaun Watson's on my team, so I'm going to defend him. I'll tell you right now how they're going to do, all right?
I have Deshaun Watson on my team, actually. So
I have on another team, so, you know, I'm in multiple leagues. Big fantasy guy here. So they have Brandon Cooks, they have Kenny Stills, and they have Will Fuller. That is a very
Kenny Stills is way overrated.
Oh, Jesus.
Brandon Cooks, I like Brandon Cooks, but he hasn't really done anything. He's also injury prone.
I don't know.
And then solid flex. I do like our Notre Dame guy, Will Fuller. Gotta say that.
Notre Dame.
Gotta love Will Fuller. Yes.
All right. So, are there any other things you wanted to mention about Deshaun Watson? Because I don't buy that for 1 second. But
I mean, he's. I just got a lot of because, again, DeAndre Hopkins pulls a lot of double coverages his way.
True.
So I just without that best wide receiver in the league there, do I think he's going to do good? Yes. I just, if I had to pick one, like, good quarterback, that's who I would pick.
Okay. Free, what about you, man? What do you think for the overrated QB pick?
I'd probably have to go with Josh Allen here. He's not a middle of the pack, in my opinion. People are like overinflating his numbers, and he didn't have that much of a stellar season or something, like a big kickoff season. So I don't understand why people are getting like so hyped up about him. But maybe a potential boost from Stephon Diggs, but I don't see much of a change coming.
He's a tad inaccurate, but the kid has a cannon.
A tad.
He's a cannon.
No, I don't.
Cannon.
Matthew Stafford and Russell Wilson have cannons. Josh Allen has a pistol. All right.
The X-16.
Go ahead, Josh. What do you think about overrated QB?
Like you guys said, I mean, this is pretty tough.
Yeah, I agree.
One quarterback that I think is like starting to get a little bit overrated, and this probably won't go over too well, but Aaron Rodgers.
No, I like that pick a lot. I actually like that a lot.
He's getting old, and it's just starting to see the Packers kind of, you know, used to see him all the time, playoffs, Aaron Rodgers. The classic Hail Marys. Feel like they've kind of lost that electricity as years have gone on.
Yeah.
They had a pretty good season last year. Pretty good season
without Devontae Adams, might I add.
They had a good season. They got blown out.
Yeah.
They got sent packing in the NFC Championship. They got sent packing, my guy.
They got to the NFC Championship.
See you later. Aaron Rodgers is awful. He's had time to retire, all right? Aaron Rodgers is at best. In fantasy right now, he's a QB2 at best. Even that, I don't mind. I don't mind him sending him back down to waivers. That guy's a bum. So and now I understand.
Let me ask you this, Jack.
Rookie. What'd you say?
Would you put Ben Roethlisberger over Aaron Rodgers?
100%.
That's Ben Roethlisberger. Is something else I would have said maybe is a.
This is a good little spinoff conversation. No, this is a good. This is a good spinoff conversation. I like this. I will tell you why I like Ben over Aaron Rodgers. I like Big Ben over Aaron Rodgers because in the past few seasons when he's come off of injuries, he's had top 3 fantasy quarterback seasons. So, I mean, that was obviously a huge injury that he had last year. He played like, I think it was 2 or 3 games of the season, and then was out with elbow surgery. So last time Big Ben came back from an injury, he put up a top 3 fantasy quarterback season. So I mean, history repeats itself, folks. So I got Big Ben doing well in fantasy this year. Honestly, I would take – right now, and I think this is a safe waiver pickup, drop if you're playing with a team where you don't already have a solid QB2, drop your worst bench player and go pick up Ben for this week, and you might even want to consider starting him if it's a deeper league because they're playing against a terrible Giants defense, and this could be big money points with Big Ben this week. So that's just my take. But anybody else want to chime in there on Aaron Rodgers versus Big Ben in fantasy-wise?
Big Ben's getting a little old. I mean, they both are getting old.
Yeah, they're both old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just correct me if I'm wrong. Ben Roethlisberger had surgery on his throwing arm, right?
Correct.
That could affect a lot as well. And, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, is he getting old? Yes. He still has a great receiver in Davante Adams. He's got a good receiving core. The Steelers.
He's got the weapons around him. He's got the weapons around him to carry that potentially aging figure.
He also does have Aaron Jones.
Yes.
Catching running back.
You guys aren't going to see this on the podcast here, but I've been flashing the T up, the timeout symbol, for like the last 30 seconds here. All right. Please.
Flag on the play.
Please inform me. Who is another relevant Green Bay wide receiver other than Davante Adams? Please tell me right now so I can draft him or get him off waivers and save my fantasy season. Please tell me right now, Kevin, who is relevant, because I swear to God, if you say what's his name? Who's that guy that dropped it? And all we did was talk about it last year. Oh, it's like Jamal something Williams.
Jamal Adams.
Thank you. No, I don't. Is that right?
No.
I don't know. I picked him up.
I picked him up off waivers. He's their running back too.
No. There's another guy. I'll pull it up. Hold on. But, Kevin, please inform me while I look this up.
I mean, he's not a receiver, but Aaron Jones is great with catching the ball.
True. Okay, so there's two guys there. There it is. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Bum. That's all you folks need to know. He's a bum in terms of fantasy. Don't draft him. Don't get him off waivers. And don't get Lazard either, because they're both bums and can't catch the ball. Moving on, folks. All right. We are moving on over to – what is it? What are we on right now? We are on overrated pick, RB, or wide receiver. Josh Avrilla, kick it off for us on who you have as the overrated running back or wide receiver or tight end.
I've got to say someone that I think is overrated is Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh boy.
Feel like
we're gonna get Fuliano on the show, folks. Just time out really fast. We're gonna take a quick break here. We're gonna get John Fuliano on the show eventually, and he will have a very heated discussion with our friend Josh Avrilla over Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That is going to be a good discussion. But carry on, Josh. Carry on.
I feel like, I don't know, everyone, I went into the draft, and I'm pretty sure a bunch of us did. We all saw that name. We were like, who is this guy? Never even heard of him before.
I heard of him. He's the LSU
coach. Well, yes. But,
I don't know about that one, buddy.
Continue your case.
So that's like part of it is like he's almost brand new. So it's just someone that
you don't have faith in Helaire is what you're saying.
No.
All right.
Not as a first year.
Not as an RB1. So if you had the option right now, you would not have Clyde Edwards-Helaire as an RB1. You wouldn't have him as what? RB2 or a flex?
I would probably a flex.
Wow, that's a big bump. That's a big bump down from what everyone's hyping up Clyde Edwards-Helaire on.
Yeah, I just don't see the hype surrounding him.
All right, I hear you, man.
Is he RB1 for Kansas City?
He is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, Damian Williams opted out this year.
Yeah, I. But
oh man,
talk about Clyde Edwards-Helaire really fast on. Is Andy Reid has turned some no-name running backs into some mean green fighting machines, man.
All right. This is true.
Damian Williams was a nobody, and that guy was a stud for the last few weeks of fantasy and into the Super Bowl. Darrell Williams, another guy that's their RB2 right now, he was a stud throughout the entire fantasy season. He was kind of more of like a chunk guy. They would put him in on like third downs, and he would just, you know, run for however many yards they need, and they would just dump him in for touchdowns too. But anyway, this is the first time that Andy Reid has had a big name running back come into their program, and I think that this could be pretty dangerous for me. I think that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be a pretty solid RB1, but that's just me. But Kevin, I'm curious to see what you think your overrated RB or wide receiver or tight end is.
Again, I have two, a running back and a wide receiver.
Okay.
My running back is a
we like to see it here.
Chris Kevin? Carson is my running back. Seattle's running back.
Good pick.
I mean, again, one of the top rushers last year, yes. Also a fumbling machine. And he doesn't have the spark,
the juice, the spark
a lot of the other top running backs have, like Zeke or like Alvin Kamara or like Nick Chubb or like Derrick Henry. He doesn't. He's just on a lower level than all those big name running backs.
Well,
I feel like
he is, but he's all, like, in terms of fantasy, like, he's not being drafted as an RB1. So
right.
I mean, I think you're just
That's where I get into my second pick.
Okay.
Number two.
My mistake, Kevin. My mistake.
Yes. Amari Cooper.
I
don't know. I just don't like Amari Cooper this year. Again, I feel like Dak's a bit overrated.
Why didn't you have him as your overrated QB pick?
Because I
think Deshaun Watson over Dak. All right, whatever.
Well, yes, I was going for controversial heel.
Kevin wants to piss off the fans to start off the podcast.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be like the Colin Cowherd or like the.
As the wannabe.
Skip Bayless, you know.
All right. Well, give us your reasoning for Amari Cooper, your hatred for Amari Cooper.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like did Dak get paid yet, or is he still waiting on that?
Actually, he did.
He did?
Didn't he?
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of hype on that Cowboys team this year. There's a lot of hype on it.
I gotta agree. Year in, year out, the Cowboys get a certain level of hype that they never seem to fulfill.
Right, and I don't know, man. It's like he's a good short game kind of guy, like somewhat like Michael Thomas, I guess, if you want to say. But great route runner. I just don't know. I think part of his problems are going to be Dak and how he performs this year.
To interject, Dak Prescott did get paid. Hashtag get paid.
Thank you.
So, will he live up to the amount of money he's going to be making? I don't know.
We'll see. Only time will tell.
Exactly.
All right. Well,
all right. To butt in, my Kevin, you might consider this to be controversial, but I got my thinking cap on, and you know, I'm pretty sure. Look, I love the Packers to death, man, but I gotta go with Aaron Jones. Definitely overrated. He's not gonna put up as many points as he did last year. He's gonna be split in time with Jamal Williams, and they just drafted the rookie AJ Dillon. It's gonna be tough for him to find.
Free spitting out facts out here. Okay, Free.
Pull out the receipts.
Free pulled out the
shots fired, Kev.
I like that pick. Well, I kind of do. I don't know. I can't decide. But my my overrated wide receiver or running back is going to be Henry Ruggs III out of the newly Las Vegas, not Oakland anymore. The Las Vegas Raiders. This rookie was the first wide receiver taken from this rookie, you know, little group of guys for wide receivers, and I just do not think he is going to have that great of a role. I mean, he's sparked to be the number one target in Las Vegas because really they don't have anybody else, and Tyrell Williams is hurt. But yeah, I just don't see Henry Ruggs being as great as everybody thinks he is. But in terms of fantasy value, I mean, he really is just a bench player, so I guess it doesn't matter at the end of the day. But I know you guys are going with bigger names here, but I just don't think that this Henry Ruggs guy is going to be that great of a flex spot. So
the kid's fast. That's all I got to say.
The kid's fast, but so is Jacob Free. Jacob Free is also fast. So
Jacob Free is very fast.
I'm quite fast. 40 yard dash for me, big guy. Here we go.
Anyway, Josh Avrilla, running back. Did we get yours or no?
I already said mine.
Okay. Yeah, then everybody went around the horn then. So we will move on to the breakout year pick for the QB position. Josh, how about you kick this one off, fella?
Breakout year, for sure.
I know what Kev's going to say.
Kyler Murray, I think, is...
Yes. Good one.
Much better year, or I shouldn't say much better, like a great year. He's got the threats. He's got Hop. He's got Fitzgerald. I think he's going to get the experience he needs and kind of the mentoring a young quarterback needs to find his way in the league. So
also got Kenny and Drake on that team too. Can't forget about him.
Kenny and Drake's coming up. Don't worry. No fan, Kenny and Drake are two big guys that we got to talk about before we
close the
show out later. But as I'm talking here, I will give my breakout QB pick, and I'm agreeing fully with Josh Avrilla here. I think Kyler Murray is going to be the man, the myth, the legend of this season. I think he's going to take pretty much the Lamar – he's going to have, like, the Lamar Jackson effect from last year. It's going to be the Kyler Murray this year. I think he's going to be able to be elusive out of the pocket, so he's going to be a good runner and pick up points through that for fantasy. But he also, like Josh said, he's got, you know, three big time threats in the wide receiver position. The only thing they're really missing is a stud fantasy relevant tight end, but you know, can't have all the people. So I agree with you, Josh. Kyler Murray. Kevin, I'm pretty sure I know what the pick is going to be. And
I totally agree. 115%.
I can name a team that has all that fantasy potential.
Oh, yes.
The Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns, baby. Let me just name off a couple names. Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Austin Hooper, who may have a drop-off from last year, but still a great tight end. David Njoku.
Tight end number two. Austin Hooper is a tight end number two in fantasy. You're not starting.
Okay.
Hooper.
Okay. I never said that.
Unless
I'm just
you're
saying.
A 16 man league. Come on.
Okay. And then you got Kareem Hunt as a running back number two, possibly affects flex depending on how big your draft is, and then you got Nick Chubb, and then having all of them healthy. And then have Baker Mayfield, who got in shape this year, and he's looking a lot better. His teammates are hyping him up quite a bit this year. I'm excited to watch Mr. Baker Mayfield perform on the field. He's got all the targets he needs to throw as many touchdowns as he wants. Odell's healthy. You got a great long threat with him. You got Jarvis, who will be catching balls because Odell's double covered. You got that play action with multiple tight ends on the field at a time. And then you could also run the backfield with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. And then I forgot what our fullback's.
But Kevin.
I forgot what our fullback's name is, but he's one of the top. I believe we got him from
top. Why don't you know his name?
And fullbacks don't have a role in fantasy football, folks. L for the fullback.
Annie Yanovich.
All right, well.
Great blocker.
And Jacob, feel free to tell me here. Do you think – are you agreeing with Kevin? Baker Mayfield is your pick?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the Browns will post their first winning record in a long time this season.
All right, all right. Well, let me just intervene here. I want to play a nice little spin-off game with the two of you here from a fantasy standpoint, okay? Where do you see Baker Mayfield breaking the top 10 fantasy quarterbacks this season, Kevin? Go.
Top 10?
Top 10. Right now, yes. He is he's like 20-something. I don't remember what it is. He's high 20s. Free?
Yes.
You think he's going to break top 10?
Top 10? Top 10's a maybe. I think we'll see definitely some upward progression. I don't know about this year all the way up to 10. I'll give him at least top 15.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Free on that one, yes.
All right, that's a big, you know, like, realistically, that's a big, you know, gap right there.
Last season was a big humbling experience for Baker.
So you're thinking, I agree.
Your breakout pick for QB is going to be the 15th best quarterback in fantasy, who realistically is going to be a QB2 on almost every single team that he's drafted or put on.
Yeah.
I have another player who you wouldn't necessarily consider it breaking out because it would be his first season.
Is this a QB?
It is a QB. My boy from LSU, Joe Burrow.
Oh, God.
I think he could have a great year this year.
All right. I like that pick better than Baker. I like that pick a lot better.
I'm picking Baker over him. I'm just saying this is another good pick.
Sadly, that is.
But he's got a great receiving core. A.J. Green, as old as he is still a veteran receiver that can teach Boyd and Ross.
And Higgins and Auden Tate.
And exactly.
All those guys are fantasy relevant, yeah.
And so, I mean, if it's garbage touchdowns in the fourth quarter, he might be putting up some points.
As people say, if the glove fits, man, if the glove fits.
Exactly.
I think it's if the shoe fits.
I think it's a boot.
Either one. You know, they all work. All right. We're going to move on to the breakout year pick for running back or wide receiver. And I just want to note, folks, I'm not sure who it is. I have a slight guess, but someone has changed in here our script and put in parentheses Danny Amendola. So I'm curious to see who mentions Danny Amendola as their breakout year wide receiver. But I will kick this one off to Josh Avrilla, and he will talk about his breakout running back or wide receiver.
A breakout receiver for this year?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll have to be – Here's my hopeful one. My hopeful one is that Justin Jefferson has a breakout year.
Okay. That's a good pick. It's a good pick.
I think he's got some serious potential. It'll be interesting to see how his first year is, especially as a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, he's slotted as the running back the wide receiver 2 position for Minnesota. So, obviously, when you have Thielen getting double coverage, that could – lower Thielen's fantasy value. And if you're on for people listening that are trying to change their rosters or are a little bit worried about Adam Thielen, I think it's not a bad idea to draft Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen as a package, because then you can have Adam or Justin Jefferson sort of in the back. And if Adam Thielen's sort of progress diminishes as the season goes down, definitely Justin Jefferson is going to be the next go-to guy. In terms of the passing game from Kirk Cousins. But my pick for what was this? What are we on here? This is a breakout year. I'm going to have to go with a running back. And contrary to what Josh was saying, I'm picking Clyde Edwards-Helaire, man. I mean, this guy is poised to have a great season. Everywhere that I've been reading is that some people should be drafting him over CMC in draft. So that means taking Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
That's a step.
That seems a big grab to me as well, but I think this Clyde Edwards-Helaire kid is going to be he's going to be a stud, and especially going into an already progress or very explosive Kansas City offense. I mean, the ceiling is way up there for the kid. He's got a long way to go, but he's definitely, I think he's ready for it. So, Kevin, who is your breakout running back, wide receiver, or tight end? Knowing you, you probably have two picks here, but you know.
No, I actually only have one this time.
Whoa.
Wow.
Stuns the crowd.
I'm gonna
forget to do your homework?
No, actually I didn't. Actually, I might have two, as I'm looking through the picks here. Number one, we got Christian Kirk. Just added DeAndre Hopkins.
Timeout. I just want to interject here for the viewers. I did a pre start to the season trade with Kevin Hearns, right? Okay, and I know from some of you fantasy diehards that, you know, preseason trades isn't always the greatest thing to be looked at. But I traded Leonard Fournette and Christian Kirk and received James Conner and Marquise Brown. So, Kevin, I'm just interested in seeing, as I didn't like Kirk. As soon as I heard that he was going to be the third target in Arizona, I was ship him out, see you later. So I'm just curious to see why you think he's going to have a breakout year.
I mean, one, he has Larry Fitzgerald, who is a great veteran receiver to learn from. Just added one of the top running wide. What?
He learned from him last year. Christian Kirk and Fitzgerald were together last year.
I understand that. Wasn't it Kirk's rookie season last year?
Yeah, but I mean, his fantasy season wasn't all that relevant last year. I don't know. Continue.
Okay.
I'm just not buying it. I'm just giving my
opinion. And then he's. Okay. And second, he's also now he gets to learn from DeAndre Hopkins. And the third thing is, like I said earlier, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be pulling a lot of that double coverage over towards him. So that second and third like target spots are going to be open a lot of the time. We saw that when Odell was getting double covered all last year, and Jarvis had a pretty good season last year.
Are those throws going to be going to Larry, or are they going to be going to Kirk?
That's what I'm saying. That's a great
good question. That's a good question.
He's going to be doing a lot of learning from the bench. That's all I'm going to say.
Here's the thing, Kev. I mean, those are two big-name, big-time wide receivers that are taking the spotlight from Christian Kirk. I just don't think
that's true.
And plus,
Hold on.
From a fantasy standpoint, like, what is the top point that Christian Kirk could be to? Realistically, at best, even in an 8-to-10-man league, he's going to be your flex, correct? In a 16-man league, he is maybe a wide receiver too. Maybe. Even then, he's maybe probably a flex better than a wide receiver too. So I don't really see there's much value in Christian Kirk, but that's just me. So just curious as to what your thoughts were on that.
Finish off Christian Kirk. The only reason I feel like they would be targeting Larry a little bit less is just because of his age. Okay. But then again, we saw in previous years that hasn't affected how good he is or not. And then my other guy who we don't have to go in depth with Fuller. Will Fuller. Will Fuller from the Texans. I'm pretty sure he's going to be their number. Him or Brandon Cooks are going to be their number one guy this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
But they'll be getting more targets with Hopkins gone.
A lot more targets with Hopkins gone. And then he showed a glimpse of greatness last year when he scored. He scored somewhere in the 50s last year. I know that's only one game.
Oh, that's true.
But he's a young receiver, and he showed. He showed a glimpse of greatness there. So maybe he can translate that into this year. We'll see what happens, but that's just how I feel.
All right. And three, to wrap it all up, the man that I think is going to talk about Danny Amendola, but we'll see. Who do you got, man?
Oh, no, it certainly was not me. I'm going Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Okay.
I mean, how can you not?
I know.
How can you not?
Yeah, it is a pretty good pick. Yeah, I agree. All right. So Free agrees with me and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Moving on, we have the most likely to bust quarterback. This is kind of similar to overrated QB, so I think we can go ahead and skip this one. But we're going to move on to the biggest impact rookie pick. So the rookie out of the entire draft that you think is going to have an immediate impact on fantasy in general. It doesn't have to be an impact on his team, but like, well, I guess if he has an impact on fantasy, he has an impact on his team. But Kevin, how about you start this one off, big guy?
So I know you guys have been talking a lot about the Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I think he's gonna do great this year.
But
I want to take it
not
off.
Not your rookie
off
pick.
The spotlight.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Not my rookie pick.
Not my not pick.
I know Jack especially is not gonna like this pick. But J.K. Dobbins feel like he's going to have great year this year.
I do like that pick a lot. I do.
And I do as well.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. I can easily see him taking the spot from Mark Ingram. He is definitely by at least midseason, he's going to have the lead running back job. I think that's a good one. That's a good one. My pick is going to have to be I mean, I said this on my other podcast. I am loving CeeDee Lamb, man. I love CeeDee Lamb. I think he honestly can take – he could really kind of in agreement with what you're saying previously, Kevin, I can see CeeDee Lamb really going from – right now he's listed on the depth chart for Dallas as the third overall receiver behind Michael Gallup and obviously Amari Cooper. But I really do see him possibly rising all the way to the number one spot. Just because Amari Cooper has been inconsistent in terms of fantasy. So I think he really could be he's a solid target. I mean, at minimum, though, I do see him passing Michael Gallup. I think CeeDee Lamb is a great pick. Guy that's been going late in the drafts. I've been watching these mock drafts and in live drafts, and I've seen him going pretty late into the draft, more mid-tier wide receiver. But especially for lower team leagues, 8 to 10 team leagues. He's on the waiver wire for a couple leagues, so definitely a guy that if you have the option to roster, I think it's a good plan. But Free, curious to see who do you think your rookie impact player will be? Uh oh, we might have lost Free, so we might have to go to Avrilla here.
I can go. I'll.
Yeah, we'll go to Avrilla really fast.
I think,
Zoom, ladies and gentlemen, gotta love Zoom.
Rookie, a breakout or a impact rookie that I think might be is Jerry Jeudy.
That's a good one.
On the Broncos, they're really a run-oriented offense. So I think now he's gonna be right into the offensive lineup right at the start of the season, and I think he's gonna make a big impact on their passing game. Cortland Sutton.
Yep.
They're like the main. It'll be him and Sutton. And that's really it for receivers on the.
True. Drew Lock's gonna have a great year. This.
I don't know. I'm agreeing.
Man, Drew Lock.
I agree with you, Josh. I think that the Denver offense is pretty primarily around the running game. But I could see Jeudy having a pretty good breakout season. And we are getting Free back here shortly. Just give us a second here, folks. He will give us our rookie pick. We had some Zoom issues. As we wait for Free to load back in here, this will be hopefully really, really hoping that this is our only Zoom recording. Otherwise, we will be in the studio recording this weekly. But now we have Free back, so we will shoot it off to him for his rookie pick. Who do you got, Mr. Free?
All right, gents. I don't know who Josh took, but I got to go Joe Burrow.
Okay. So Josh took Jerry Jeudy.
No, Jerry Jeudy. I love Jerry Jeudy. Picked him up last in fantasy, actually. Dropped him for
and
Josh Gordon.
Him. Yeah, I was going to say, you dropped him.
I mean, Josh Gordon's a vet. All right, back to my point, though. You know, Joe Burrow's coming into a very, very, very pretty weak
Bengals roster over there. I think a big leader could turn around that that whole squad.
Kind of like what Baker did with the Browns, right?
Oh, God.
Right.
All right, well, we're going to move on from that there.
So especially this season.
Right.
Oh, boy. All right, sorry I had to hear that one there, folks. We're going to move on into the
– Go, Browns.
Honestly, one of my favorite segments of this show that I think I want to continue to have throughout. It's going to be Tight End Trouble, I'm going to title it. I just want to mention that the tight end spot, other than running back, is kind of one of the hardest spots to fill right now. I mean, if you don't have Kittle, Kelce, Ertz, and arguably Waller and an Ingram, you're kind of out of luck. So I'm kind of curious, give me your guys' picks. Other than those five, who do you think can fill or do you see having a pretty solid season at the tight end spot? Kevin, I know your pick, but go ahead, man.
No offense.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, what's your reasoning?
Yeah. Like you guys mentioned in the last section, Denver's got some – maybe their passing game is going to be picking up this year, even though they picked up Melvin Gordon. Still have Phillip Lindsay. Drew Lock is supposed to be this next big thing. We'll see how it works out for him. And last year, Noah Font didn't do awful. But if you watch that his game against the Browns, that was the only time I really saw him. But he had a pretty good game that game.
Basing I liked it off of one game? Oh my God! I didn't know.
I'm just saying.
Off of one game. Come on,
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm gonna have a heart attack. I'm gonna have a heart attack. No, we gotta send you off. You're off tight end trouble. We're moving to the next guy.
don't sleep on Noah Font.
Hey, everybody that's listening to this podcast right now, go take a freaking slumber on Noah Font, all right? Go to sleep. Hibernate for a minute. Don't draft that guy. Leave him on the waiver wire. Jacob Free, who's your pick, my guy?
Mark Andrews, all day.
Oh, yeah, that's
consistent points last year.
Yeah.
All day.
You honestly
traded him, got him from Kevin. I had Jared Cook from the Saints. Do not pick that guy up. He sucks. I would tight end like 8.
Okay. All right. I mean, honestly, I think that you could put Mark Andrews in at the 6th best tight end, but I mean, we did say that we're going lower than the top 5, so that is a good pick. I'm going to have to take sort of a not-so-well-known name, but definitely a guy that's going to get target shares this year, and that's going to be Chris Herndon on the New York Jets. He's a guy that is on the waiver wire for almost all of the leagues. I mean, again, if you're in a 16- or 18-man league, obviously Chris Herndon is going to be possibly your tight end number one, depending on what else you drafted in there. But he could be a backup tight end as well. But for sure in 12-man leagues, I don't even think he's being drafted. He's on the waiver wire right now, and he is a guy that I can see really prospering with Sam Darnold because there's not a whole lot of targets now that Robbie Anderson is gone. You got Jamison Crowder, Le'Veon Bell, who sort of can be a receiving back, not really. We'll see. And then Chris Herndon. As long as Chris Herndon can stay healthy, he was out for like 3-4 weeks last year. I could be wrong about that. I'm not sure. I know he missed some time last year, but definitely a guy that I think could prosper as a tight end number two, and depending on how deep your league is, could be a tight end number one. But Josh, who is your tight end trouble pick?
I have to go with Evan Engram.
Oh, he's in the top 5. He's in the top 5. You can't pick Evan Engram.
All right, then. You can always go with you can go with the classic. You can go with Gronk.
That was my number two. Yep.
They got the chemistry going. I think Gronk this season is going to be, especially with Brady on a new team, new pretty much all new receivers. Gronk's going to be kind of like his go-to guy. He's in trouble. I feel like he's going to throw to him.
That's a good call.
So,
good call. I like that one. All right. So something, a little saying that we've talked about in our little friend group is that defense wins games. I mean, there were countless times I can remember that. I know for a fact I played against Free last year in fantasy, and whoever's defense
certainly does.
I can't remember who it was, but whoever your defense was indeed the tipping factor of that game, and your defense won the game. So I titled
this. It was the Steelers.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. It was. You're right.
As much as I hate to say it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about defense wins games. And similar to the tight end trouble, I don't really want to talk about, obviously, the Steelers, the Niners, the Patriots, and even Minnesota's defense. So those top four defenses are all going very quickly in drafts and obviously the later rounds because they're defenses. But sort of sleeper defenses. I'm curious to see who your guys' picks are. Josh, how about you kick this one off?
I'm going to say don't sleep on the Saints. Saints defense.
Oh, Jesus.
They've got a veteran secondary, and the defensive line's pretty solid this year. They just picked up, I think, one for sure. I think they picked up a second new linebacker this year. So I'm looking to see big things from them as a fan and as a fantasy player.
For sure. I like that one. Free?
I got to go Chargers here. You know, you can never pass up on guys like Joey Bosa or Melvin Ingram. They're just constantly putting pressure on offense's quarterback. And their safety, Derwin James, was out most of the season last year, and I think with him back, they could put up some big numbers.
All right. I like that one. I am going to have to go actually with a recent transaction I had on another team was I just went and picked up this defense since the Colts. I kind of, in a way, picked them up for only a week since they're playing, I think it's Jacksonville. Yeah, they're playing Jacksonville this year. Jacksonville, by the way, I think is going to go 0-16. So they're a terrible team. So I picked up the Colts defense. They just recently got Buckner, I believe, from the Niners. I think that's right. So I got the Colts. It's kind of a defense that I picked up just week to week. We'll see how they do. And if they put up any, you know, crazy numbers, I'll keep them in moving into the next week. But for now, I have the Colts as my underrated defense pick.
Once again, I've got two.
Oh, Jesus. Oh man.
Number one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Boo! All right. That's it. I'm sorry. I know I've been a little harsh on some of your picks, but I know exactly what your reasoning is going to be, and I know exactly what we're going to say. It's going to be the Shaquille Barrett show. Ooh, Shaquille Barrett.
Lots of sex.
Exactly.
Lots
I knew
sex.
It. Oh my God, I knew it. So you can't, in my opinion, I don't think you can have the one man defense show. But you know, take it away, Kev. Take it away.
That was just the one I was going to kind of glimpse over a little bit. Now hear me out here.
Oh, so here's your 1-2 punch. You know, this is your.
I'm all ears.
This is your KO punch with the defenses. All right.
The Cleveland Browns defense this year.
Yeah!
Oh, buddy! Gotta love it. Miles Garrett's back. He's back, baby. We still have that great defensive line. Yes, our linebackers are a little thin, but I like Mack Wilson. I really do. And we got
slim as twigs.
And I also like the guy we picked up from LSU in the draft. I like him too.
Well, then time out. Let me ask you something. Do you like him because he's from LSU? Is that why you like him?
No. No. I just think he's a good player.
All right. Is he a good player because he went to LSU?
Yes.
Exactly. All right. With that.
Okay.
With that.
No. I have to explain the secondary. Let me explain the secondary.
No. We're moving on.
This is
probably one of the other better segments I think of this show today, and it's trade value players. Yes, I know. Oh God, we're in week one. You don't want to make a bunch of trades. Yada yada yada. But I'm curious to see rattle off like a handful of guys that you think are going to have. Some trade value going forward. Havrilla, how about you kick this one off, big guy?
It's kind of it's really tough early on in the season to kind of
for sure, yeah.
You got trade value. Definitely some of like the running backs on the less run oriented teams, I think, can have some trade value, especially starting off the season. I don't think teams are going to be passing as much as they normally would later on in the season. That's just my opinion, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think, like, What's David Johnson could have a lot of value.
He's an RB1 going forward. I do agree with you. I think you can make a very good case for David Johnson. That was actually one of my picks. That was one of the guys I was going to talk about. He is definitely a player that has a lot to prove in Houston, coming off that big deal with D-Hop. So I definitely a guy that I think has to prove his worth in Houston, and obviously guys that are playing with something to prove usually tend to play better. So I like that pick. Is there any others that you had?
Not right now. Not really.
All right. Hearns, I'll kick it to you.
I'm not really going to explain it. I'm just going to rattle off some names. Calvin Ridley, Terry McLaurin, Devontae Parker, Josh Jacobs. And then I also feel like the rookie from the Colts, Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, I like that pick. That's
a bad one, yeah. Some of the guys that I had, like, three, and David Johnson was one that I sort of touched on already. But a guy that I have right now is Todd Gurley with the Atlanta Falcons. I think as the season progresses and you – let's say you're battling with the ever so the running back position is just so hard to fill, especially late in the season when guys start getting banged up or become inconsistent. Todd Gurley, like I mentioned with David Johnson, is another guy that has a lot to prove. He's on a one-year prove-it deal in Atlanta, and he's coming into the lead role as they just released Devontae Freeman. And I don't know. I have a feeling that Todd Gurley is going to be able to stay healthy this year. And let's say you have a better RB1 other than Todd Gurley, and you're in a smaller league. Let's say you have, I don't know, maybe a Kenyon Drake, or a Josh Jacobs even, or you have maybe Derrick Henry paired with Todd Gurley. I think you'd be safe with getting rid of Todd Gurley and getting whatever you need to fill. But Todd Gurley, I think definitely in the middle of the season to the beginning of the season, has a lot of value in the trade. The other guy that I was going to say was probably Marquise Brown. I recently acquired him in a deal with Kevin.
No, man.
And I think he is going to be very poised to have a solid wide receiver 2 or flex spot in those smaller leagues. And then obviously in those larger leagues, he can definitely be a wide receiver 2 to possibly a wide receiver 1. Marquise Brown is obviously the number one target right now in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson is not a big thrower. We know that he likes to scramble and run outside the pocket. But Marquise Brown is definitely a big target that Lamar will be looking to downfield. So a guy that I think could have some pretty solid trade progress or a trade value in if you want to trade for bench guys or if you want to get a more solid wide receiver 2 as the season goes on. I think Marquise Brown is definitely a guy that you could look to deal free. What about you?
I kind of got to go with pretty much anyone who isn't too much of a risk to take, but could have a lot of potential value later on. Like last season, no one really expected Lamar Jackson to have the numbers that he put up. So he could have been in a late, like, whatever round pick, just not somebody you would expect. So guys like that I'm looking at are guys like Jonathan Taylor, Jerry Judy, CeeDee Lamb, those kind of guys who put up big numbers, J.K. Dobbins. They're not too big of a risk. Like, you don't – it's not a pick that you're worried about wasting. But one guy who's already in the league, I'd probably have to go with Will Fuller. I think he could show some value.
He's healthy. That's a good one. Yeah, definitely all those guys that you just rattled off are for sure – could be solid wide receiver 2 or flex positions because you rattled off J.K. Dobbins in there too. So all of those guys, I do agree, if they all come into a solid role with their respective teams, each one could definitely have some trade value, especially CeeDee Lamb and J.K. Dobbins. I think those are the two good ones that you mentioned. But with that, folks, that is going to wrap up our episode 1 of the Fellas Fantasy Football Podcast. We will be back next week. I'm not sure if we will have a set date yet. It kind of depends on when our studio is is wrapped up back on campus. But thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.